vielleicht mal kriegen. In the third battle now. In the three quarter of the fourth battle. One of the ayahs for the side of Kulin Kuntu Tripun of the Fatal Yaun. Allah Ta'ala says, you want the Muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. For Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Fatal Yaun. In other words, we must not claim anything. We must just follow. You show your action to prove whether you got love for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you got love for Allah Ta'ala. There is no such thing as misclaim at any time. That was one ayah that was read. Another ayah was that you must remember whatever you spend in the path of Allah, you must spend that which you love most. Sahaba Ikram in his ayah was read, لَنْ تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Spend that which is most beloved to you for the sake of Allah. Sahaba Ikram, they were followers of Nabi Kareem for the Quran. The moment this ayat came down, they began to spend wildly. Best. But if you look at us today, that when we spend anything, we spend those things which we do not like. We give those things we do not like. For example, sacrifice an animal. You have to sacrifice an animal for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. That animal is going to take you to Jannat. So you must look for the best. That was how you must look at it. And if you're giving some present to someone too, it will be something good. That you must know that you like that, that's why you give that. When the Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when Ali radiallahu ta'ala, two of these came to him, the one that was better, he gave it to his servant. Now just to show you that what you love most, that you must give for the sake of Allah. You must not even hesitate to do that. The third ayat was this one, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ تَقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. All the time remember that you must die of iman. You must die, no matter what happens, you must die of iman. Which is very, very important. Every one of us must have this in heart. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. That you must die as a Muslim at all times. One has to remember that. Another ayat came, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ مَتُيَدْعُونَ الْخَيْرِ وَيَعْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهُونَ عَلِي الْمُنْكَرِ. Invite people towards good and stop them doing something wrong. So when you do those things, you must ask yourself whether you are doing it also. It's not right that you invite others to what's good and you do not do it also. And the most important thing, first, you must invite your family. Your family is the one that's most invited. When you do something wrong, you must be able to say it, but the right way to say it too. The way you must say it is that they're more happy to agree it. Not the manner that you say that the person don't want to do it at all. Like for example, when Buzo came to a mosque and he saw one person's pant below the ankle. Now, you and I may not look at him, we'll look at him very badly, but that Buzu looked at him and told him, look, son, I've got a problem. He said, look at me and see if my pants are below the pant or not. When you look at my pants below my ankle, then he looked at him and said, well, sir, it's not your pants, it's my pants. How quickly he changed. Like when another person not knowing, don't know how to make wudu, even I told him so nicely, that you know what, I think you look at my wudu, how I'm coming, possible I'm not making a wudu properly. And he started making wudu in that manner, and that person saw that and realized that it's not him, he's at fault. What I'm trying to say, the Quran says very nicely, to say those things, invite them in the correct way. You must be good to them. It must not be to say those things that move away from Islam. So you want to do that thing, you must do it the right way. Otherwise, you don't do it, the more harm. Like once one person in the masjid, he came to masjid, now it so happened he has short sleeves. Another person did not know how to say it. He told him, what's wrong with the sleeve? Where's the sleeve gone to? But the way he embarrassed him that he walked away from the masjid too. So we must know how to invite people towards him. Then the last ayat, there's so many ayats now, the three ayats came to mind, let me tell you. The battle of Uhud. When Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he told the Sahaba to find that a certain place he would not move from. The valley gave not. It so happened there was a misunderstanding The Muslims were victorious, they gained victory now. There was a misunderstanding, and straight away, they all moved away from there. The moment they moved away from there, the tables turned. And so many people, so many Muslims were killed in that battle. Allah Ta'ala told him, لَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْعَلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. In other words, remember this, that you will always be victorious. Allah said, وَلَا تَهِنُوا, do not sorrow and grieve and become sad. وَأَنْتُمُ الْعَلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. As long as you're a mu'min. In other words, the most important thing, when you see you're a mu'min, you will make sure you must be a true mu'min. True mu'min in every way. So look at the Sahaba, they made one mistake. Nabi Karim told them not to leave that place. And because they left that place, the outcome for this month that they showed disrespect for a little bit, I would not say disrespect. There was a misunderstanding. The tables turned. And how the Muslims became? They were defeated for some time. Likewise, we must understand the world today, whatever is happening, Allah Ta'ala does not want to cause harm to them. But you must become a true mu'min first. The true mu'min, in other words, for Allah's command, Allah Ta'ala will also assist you as that is to them too. So these are a few ayat in the Quran that Allah Ta'ala mentions. Allah Ta'ala must be the tawfiq of acting on those things. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. اللهم ربنا اعطنا نورنا وقلنا انك على كل شيء قدير باطل السماوات انت ولي في الدنيا والاخره توفني مسلما وحيا مسلما وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم.